one of the big three may be bouncing. One sap goes on the waitress and ballers busted stealing TVs. But first, in the NBA, free agency is on fire. Carmelo Anthony on tour. As you know, he started in Chi-Town. Got that private workout with D. Rose, according to reports. And now, yesterday, he was in Houston. They're saying Jeremy Lin felt kind of slighted with all the images around of Melo basically wearing the number 7. And we do know currently that's Jeremy Lin's number. So if Melo were to come to Houston, Jeremy, you will be giving up that number 7.
Oh, no.
One other note, Jeremy. I believe you're in the final year of that big, crazy deal they gave you, worth about $8 mil. I don't see you on the team next year anyway, Jeremy.
No.
Because I do believe he did a lot of bench riding this previous season.
Don't be so cruel.
But, you know. Jeez. In other words, Jeremy, be a team player. All right, now Melo is on to Dallas and L.A. after Houston yesterday. ESPN is reporting that Kobe caught a flight late last night from Greece to make sure he's available to meet Melo when he gets to L.A. Now, meanwhile, Chris Broussard is reporting that LeBron James staying in Miami. Not official yet. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the Lakers are trying to land Melo and LeBron.
Come on.
Talking about being greedy. But the money isn't there, and I think Melo wants to make more money than LeBron. I do feel that way. We do know LeBron already came out and said he's looking for a max deal, Would that be the case if he were not to stay in Miami? Would he still want the max, or is he saying he want the max to continue to carry the big three? Huh. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, Pau Gasol may be taking his talent to OKC. Durant and Westbrook were the recruiters. They're talking to Powell about that. That'd be a good look. Speaking of rapping, P-Double, Paul Pierce, could be heading west. He's been rapping with his former coach, Doc Rivers, and the L.A. Clippers, from what I understand.
Wow.
That'd be nice.
Look for a sign-and-trade deal there. That could go down. The Pacers, let me see here. Lionel Hollins said to be Brooklyn's replacement for Jason Kidd, and the Pacers picked up C.J. Miles, who was balling last year with the Cavaliers. Now, two ballers busted stealing TVs. But first, remember that waitress that said Warren Sapp ran up the $69 check and
didn't pay the tip?
Well, according to her, it was her sister who actually posted the receipt online. According to Warren, he said she wasn't any good. She called me boy, according to Warren Sapp.
No, I don't believe that.
She did. Actually, according to her, she said she walked up to the table and said, hi, what can I get you boys to drink?
Oh, well, that's different. That's like, what can I get you, girl? That's different.
And Warren Sapp responded, we're not boys. I'm a man. She was
angry,
like,
much?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just thought it sounded better than what do you men want?
Yeah.
But she said, boy,
everybody.
She said, if it had been women, she would have said, you ladies or girls.
Yeah.
She's saying that she really wasn't out to offend anybody, and it was just Warren Sapp and one other guy.
Wow.
So, you know, they're saying now, basically, that was Warren basically being Warren.
Yeah.
All right, two players with North Texas decided to walk into the Walmart and put two big screen TVs on their cart and walk out.
Maybe they forgot. You know how you walk in the store, you get a banana, and you forgot. You got it in your purse.
A banana and a big screen TV?
Linebacker Seth Ellis and Chris Loving have been suspended for walking out with the two TVs.
How you walk out? Now, you know that would sound like a setup.
They walked out, and they were forced to bring the TVs back. They've been suspended from the team. Now, the word is that this may have been a Winston Jameis situation.
I understand what you mean.
Well, we know Jameis Winston went into the Publix and down in Florida and got walked out with the crab legs. And everyone said that you knew as a player that you could go and do that. So maybe these boys being players.
Not with no
with
big ass TV.
North Texas.
They get cars.
Maybe that was the hookup to go in the Walmart.
I don't believe
and
it.
Pull it out.
Not Walmart.
Hey, well, listen. It happens before. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard. Lastly, of course, day 36 of the Oscar Pistorius trial. We had a sports medicine professor get on and said people who are basically with amputees are basically more afraid than normal people. Huh?